Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in on the Still Just Fishing Show. We got Captain Chip Wingo in this morning. And
morning, Vic.
We got Kyle Wilson.
Kale.
Kale Wilson. Close enough. I'm so sorry. I knew I was going to mess it up somehow. I was afraid I was going to mess up your last name. But anyway, he's with Florida Fishing Products. He's here joining us this morning. So if you got some questions about those, nice reels, I could tell you, because I've used one, especially fishing with Mike and Chip.
Yeah, I love mine. It's totally, like, we talk all the time. I've got everything from the 8,000s, 6,000s, 5,000s, and 3,000s. All matched on bull bay rods, so I'm covered everything from big tarpon, cobia, you know, bull reds,
black drum,
big, know, black drum, sharks, anything you could pretty much want. The biggest thing for me is that impresses me is the drag systems. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just so smooth.
Yeah,
you know, even the 3000s in heavy current. So, how long have you guys been manufacturing them?
So, started about 5 years ago. The owner, Ty Nelson, grew up on the Caloosahatchee River, and he kind of noticed the need for conservation efforts within the reel industry. Not to speak bad about any of the other brands, they all make a great product, but he noticed there was no companies really giving back in promoting conservation. Another thing we wanted to do was offer better customer service and just kind of do it from an angler's perspective. So we started out with some reels, pretty much worked with fishing guides at the beginning because no one would work with us, and ain't nobody going to break a reel quicker than a fishing guide.
So, yeah, so, that's true.
Through their feedback, we've come a long way. It's been a fun ride so far.
Yeah, the guys.
I can't believe you had him break them.
Well, when I've been using mine for a year now, and I'm horrible with reels. I'm not a guy that takes them apart, washes them out, cleans them, puts them back together. You know, I rinse them, you know, put the rod socks on the rods and throw them in the truck and go. And, you know, and the thing that I'm so happy with is when I put it in my client's hand and they're, you know, the first time that they hook a fish and the drag starts working, they're like, wow, you know, you know, and smooth, I use the speed handles too.
Not the little jerky.
Yeah. And, excuse me. And they're so happy with them and I'm happy with them because they don't fail. You know, now I'm not saying they won't. I'm sure they will. Any reel will fail if it's not treated right.
Yeah.
But I don't have any problems out of them. You know, and for me, for a year, I used to have to buy so many reels to have backups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you were talking about customer service.
Yeah.
So what do you get out of the every year?
So what we do for all of our customers, as well as the guides on the guide program, is, you know, customer service is crucial. You know, all four of the employees at Florida Fishing Products, we are a small business. We're all avid anglers, so we've used every reel about there is to use. So, but we noticed that, you know, when you have trouble, salt water is salt water. It's an unstoppable force, sadly.
That's true.
You know, we just wanted to take care of customers a little better. So what we offer is a one-year warranty. Anything happens, manufacturer defects, something that should not happen. Well, we're going to cover it for you. Give us a call. We keep all the parts in stock, do all the service work ourselves. So what that does is it cuts that turnaround time down. You know, we're looking at about 7 to 10 days, and we'll get any reel fix for you. And then another cool thing that we offer, man, is after a year, once that reel is no longer under warranty, so it's, you know, over a year old, it's been through the ringer. If it's on Chip's boat, you know it's been through the ringer. And so what we do at that point is we offer a $35 service and rebuild program. What we do is for $35 a reel, we will cover shipping both ways, parts and labor on a full rebuild. So that means if it needs gears, if it needs bearings, if it needs a handle, if it needs a spool. And that's just our way to stand behind the product and keep people out on the water fishing.
Boy, that's great.
Yeah, especially for a guide or anybody who fishes, you know, if you have a product, usually you have to find somebody who works on them, and then you have to give it to them. Then it could be 3 to 4 weeks. He's got to order the parts. He's got to break it down. He's got to figure out what it is. He works on multiple different kinds of reels. And with that's what I love about Florida Fishing Products is you send it back. You know, as a guide, if you own, you know, 8 or 10 of them, you can send them back in intervals, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just, I mean.
Well, and locally, I've had like bail spring replaced. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing hard, pretty simple. And the reel cleaned and greased, and it was $62.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, really, you know, and well, that was local here where I didn't have to ship it off. And I'm like, but still. I waited like 2.5 weeks on it for a bail spring.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, the nice thing about, you know, customer service is there's only a couple companies in the industry. You know, one is PowerPole. And I love PowerPole because of the fact that if you have a problem and you call them the next day, that product is there. I don't know how they do that. You know, and I'm sure with COVID, it's probably slowed down a little bit, but they walk you through it. They say, oh, this is, you know, let's do this or that. And the technical guys, and then boom, you get the product. And there's other products out there that are shallow water quote anchors, but nothing compares to them. Yeah. You know, and when I found, thanks to Mike Conley, Chesapeake Mike, when he put one of them in my hands, I fell in love with it, you know, and then I kind of guarded it because I didn't want, you know, I didn't want to take it on the boat.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know, you need to get these for chartering. So I said, okay, you know, so I put it in the rounds, you know, I just put it in the rod holder on the boat. And anybody who, you know, I just hand them a rod and started watching what they did with them. And even like, I like the speed handles because I watch clients try to just crank that handle around. And with that bigger handle that you can order the speed handles, which are to describe, they're a little bit bigger, longer shank. But they have a round knob on them. So the client doesn't have to fumble trying to find where their thumb goes on that little flat edge of most handles. And they just grab it and start reeling. And they don't torque the reel as much. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, guys, you don't have to torque. All you have to do is reel.
You're fighting the reel more than you're fighting the
reel. You know, let the fish fight the reel.
Yeah.
You know, because the reel's going to win 90% of the time. You know, and it's awesome. You know, they have two different models.
Yep.
I'll let you explain those.
Yeah, so we started off with the original Osprey, and that's the one we worked with fishing guides. Made a lot of tweaks to it, a lot of changes, you know, things that were obvious problems. And I don't care what you make. If you're making a product for salt water, I don't care if it's a brand-new Yamaha engine or a first-generation trolling motor, there's going to be some problems. So when we found those problems, we started to tweak things and eliminate the problems. And the originals was a heck of a reel by the time we were done with it. And then after that, we came out with two models because we figured there's two guys out there. One guy's throwing primarily live bait. You know, he's a little tougher on gear, whether he's fishing from a bridge, fishing from, you know, surf fishing. And it seems as if the guys that throw live bait really don't care as much about the weight of it. They just want a workhorse. They want some big old gears. I want this thing to just be a winch pretty much. So we came out with the Osprey Saltwater Series. The Saltwater Series is a workhorse, man. It's sealed up really well, big old machine cut gears.
Mm-hmm.
It's made to take a beating. And that's what most of our fishing guides use. In Tampa Bay, they throw a lot of white bait. And that's just an ideal reel to hand to a customer, a man from Michigan, and say, hey, reel away, brother. So, and then there's two guys. Like I said, some guy doesn't care about the weight. He wants that heavy-duty workhorse. And then the other guy wants the lightest, smoothest thing he can get his hands on. So that Osprey Saltwater Series is going to be the workhorse. It's going to be a 3,000 through 8,000 heck of a reel, but it's primarily designed for live bait. And then we got the Osprey Carbon Edition, which is your finesse reel.
That just means we got 1 minute.
Okay, no problem. I'm a noob with all this.
Yeah, I've got to tell you that.
So the Carbon Edition is just super lightweight. It's actually the same reel as the original. But it's got a carbon body. We upgraded the bearings, the roller bearing and the main bearing, to a rubber-sealed bearing. Adds longevity to it. And then it's got that same carbon fiber drag system that we're known for, just real smooth and steady. So
super light. Nice to have in your hand when you're casting all day.
Yeah, exactly. So send that.
Yeah, that's what the first time I did, first time I used mine, I went out with Mike, and that's what we did, throw lures all day. You know, except right at the end. Then we caught a couple of big oversized reds. But
yeah.
Loved it, man. I loved it.
Yeah, it's awesome to have that light castability in your hand when you're throwing it all day.
Give us a call, 222-8255, and we'll be back after this.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com. Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. Excuse me. I want to remind everybody that Mark Fiegel is starting his West Bank Seminar Series back at 57 Heaven in Orange Park. So on April 21st at 6 p.m., they're going to have Rick Riles, a well-known and respected offshore captain in Northeast Florida. And he's going to be there talking about mahi-mahi, sailfish, specific ways to, make your trips out of Northeast Florida more successful. So get a hold of Mark Fiegel if you like. Sign up for it. They're going to have a food truck out there. And, of course, as always, it's a good time.
Yeah, those are pretty fun.
Let's get Chesapeake Mike on there.
There he is.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing, sir?
Good, good. I just it's good to hear Kale instead of Wingo in the morning.
That's awesome.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to back up Wingo on the service part. Unlike some people on this show this morning, I actually take care of my stuff.
He does.
I didn't mention any names.
I'll preach it. I'm the worst at maintenance on my reels, They'll see when they get a couple in this week, just that they're not pretty and perfect, but the performance is there.
Well, I mean, I think the key here is two different people, right? I mean, I used to run charters, so I know how the stuff can get beat up, but I actually really take care of my stuff because it's my stuff versus having to work it every day like y'all do.
Well, the biggest thing, I'm sorry, go ahead.
From my point of view is on the rare occasion that I have had problems with these reels, within a week you get the stuff back. I mean, literally within a week. And I'm putting you on the spot there, Kale, but you send it off on a Monday and certainly by the middle of the following week you get it back. And I've had it back in the same week. And you only get that from a small company and people who care. And I think that says a lot.
Are you going out to Kale today's going to Resellers Reef?
Yep.
They have you been out there yet, Vic?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, he's got a new I went out before he's got a new storefront. He sells new and used fishing equipment out in Orange Park, and he's opened up a new store. It's on US 17, I do believe. Is that correct, Mike?
Yeah, it's right across from Moose Haven.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he's his grand opening's today, and they carry Florida fishing products. Kale's going to be out there today. Yeah. Mike, you said you were going by there too, didn't you?
I'm going to stop by and see Kale.
Yeah.
Cool. I like it. Yeah, we'll be out there today from, I think, 11 to 4. Got some cool raffles, food truck out there today. Come out and get a raffle ticket. Got a chance to win a FFP reel and a Bull Bay rod.
Oh, wow.
Should be a good time. Yeah, everybody come out if you got time.
There you go.
Yeah, this guy's got a really nice little business going. He started up on Kingsley, little small shop, and just, you know, basically did the Facebook, reseller type trading things.
Yeah.
And then he's expanding, and now he's got a nice big storefront, and he still does the buy and sell, you know, flea market type thing, but he's got a lot of new gear in there, and you know, he's full service fishing store. He has bait and
lures. And, he's got great lures.
Oh, you got bait right there. What kind of bait does he run?
Well, he runs frozen bait, so if you need fresh bait, he doesn't have that. But
yeah,
you know, for the guys who are surf fishing, things like that, he's a good resource there. And anybody needs frozen bait, he's got that. And but he does have full line of rods, reels. He's got Florida fishing products right out front, and he's got a few other brands as well. But good young guy. He's just like the guys at Florida Fishing Products, you know, good young person trying to make it on his own and doing a really good job.
Does he still have the other shop? I mean, is this an extra shop, or has he just moved it?
No, he's moved it to a better location, frankly, a newer store and probably two times the original store's size. So he's definitely growing. And like I said, just doing a nice job. It's a nice resource here in Orange Park if you don't want to go to the big box stores, for sure.
You know, Mike, I went in there the first time when I met you out there, and I walked in and started looking around and found a brand new Orvis 8-weight fly rod and reel. And I, you know, it's like guiding. It's like I always can use an extra because I have a couple. And one of my clients actually gave an 8-weight to for him and his son. And I saw this one, and I was like, and I got it for way under what it would have gone for.
Wow.
And I was like, and it was brand new. And I looked at it, I was like, I got to have that. You know, it's one of those deals. But it's cool to be able to go into a shop, you know, and buy new and buy stuff that's not, you know, this pre-used that's in great shape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so that'll be a fun time out there today.
That's hard to find.
Yeah.
You know, without going to a pawn shop, and you know what you get at a pawn.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
Sounds dangerous to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you get something at a pawn shop, go out there and try to use it. I've done that like years and years, like 40, 50 years ago I did that, and it's just not work. It just doesn't work.
What were you saying, Mike?
Two quick stories about the used stuff. One, and we're all old enough, Kale is not. But we're all the old Penn Senators and the old red and chrome Senators with the star drags and the big Senator rods that, you know, we trolled with, right?
Yeah.
Well, I went in there, and he had four of them that looked like they were brand new, and they were definitely from the late 70s, 80s. But how good would they be just for honestly catching, you know, bulls or the black drum and things like that? He had four of them in there, and, you know, you could have got all four of them for $150 or something.
Wow.
You know, you do see deals like that in there. And then, Kale, I got to be honest with you on one. and again, back to Kale's promise of service, I bought a locked up FFP Osprey 30, 3000. And I mean, when I say locked up, she was tight. It was definitely, you know, gummed up. And I bought it for $20, sold it, sent down to Kale and them, and for $35, I had a brand new reel.
Somebody fished that bad boy off the bottom?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably what happened. And, you know, full disclosure, I called Kale and said, hey, look, you know, I got this used reel. And he said, well, send it on down. You know, we back it up. And sure enough, within about a week, I had a new reel back, and it's good to go. And it's still, you know, being used regularly.
That's awesome. So, we got this young reel tech. His name's Kenny. If you look him up on Instagram, it's Big Fish Kenny G. He's about 18 years old. Not many 18-year-olds I can hang out with for longer than about 30 minutes. But this kid is just a fisherman, man, an incredible fisherman. And we brought him in full-time to do the reel service, call him the doctor, man. He is a talented guy, man. I don't care what happens to that reel. Kenny will take care of it, that's for sure.
That's something I don't even mess with. If I opened it up, there'd be springs and gears and stuff laying everywhere.
Yeah.
It'd be a big pile of grease, and I'd look at it. I made the mistake of trying to clean a reel one time. Took it to a guy, to have, and he looked at me and goes, I'm not messing with this. If you would have brought it to me to begin with, you know, and that ever since that day, I do not open them up, yeah. You know.
We get those dreaded calls all the time. Hey, man, my reel needed a service, so I decided to take it apart. And I already know where this is going.
Yeah.
And he says, well, I got it apart, and I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm sending you a bag full of about 100 parts, man. You take care. I'm like, thanks, man. Thanks for the jigsaw puzzle.
That's awesome.
What's the old mechanics thing? It's $100 if I touch it, $500 if you fix it.
Yeah, if you try it first. Yep. I was going to say, my mechanic out there at Callahan has a sign just like that.
That's awesome.
Mike, you had a good week on the water, didn't you?
Last Sunday had a great day. Last Sunday with my brother-in-law, and then went out yesterday and had a decent day just myself. Had a couple hours. I snuck out yesterday afternoon and was doing some pier busting, and it ended up being a good day. But yeah, the variety of fish up on the intercoastal is good. The only problem is trying to fish the weekend on the intercoastal. We all know how that is.
Yeah, I love being in here on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love coming in to see Vic. I'm like,
yeah, I stopped fishing on Saturdays years ago, and I even tried it, you know, after the show and stuff, you know, at times, and it's just, I just have no words for it.
I don't know if your fishery is anything like Tampa Bay, but it's a no-no. Yeah.
Well, it was a couple of weeks ago, I was out on a Sunday, and it's beautiful weather, and of course, you know, everybody else thought so too. We get back to the dock, and, you know, I'm standing there. I waited about 45 minutes to an hour just standing on the dock, letting people get, you know, because there's so many boats out there trying to get on the trailer. And I figured, well, it slowed down a little bit. I went up and got in my truck. And by the time I pulled around and got in line, I was in line for an hour and 10 minutes in my truck before I could back down to get my boat.
Wow.
You know, and it's just like, you know, that was a Sunday. So, you know, when football season starts really good and, you know, hunting season starts, even the Sundays kind of calm down some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll go back to the weekends or Sundays in the fall.
Yeah.
You know, Sundays usually less, but less traffic, but still, yeah. You know. I mean, it's the same way with us down in Palm Valley. Sometimes it'll take an hour and a half to get out of the water, you know.
Yeah, it's just – and then, of course, your boat's sitting out there getting rocked by everybody goes by, you know. But,
I'm fortunate being over there at Palm Cove. I mean, my goodness. That's just great.
Oh, man, I tell you, I'm so jealous every time I think about that. He has it in a dry stack. He calls them. They put it in.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I know, man. You can't beat that, Mike.
No. I'm very fortunate. Very fortunate.
Yeah, you are.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good day. Kale, I'll come by and see you later on. Have a good day.
Sounds good, Mike. You as well, man.
Appreciate the call, Mike. And give us a call, 222-8255, and we'll be back after this.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Investigation continuing in the mass shooting at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis. 19-year-old former employee opened fire, killing 8 people. He then took his own life. Prosecutors in Texas say a grand jury will consider whether to bring charges against a man who drove into a crowd demonstrating in Austin against police violence last year, and then shot and killed an armed protester. An attorney for the driver says he acted in self-defense after the protester allegedly pointed a gun at him. Raul Castro stepping down as head of Cuba's Communist Party, ending an era of formal leadership that began with his brother Fidel in the 1959 revolution. No official word on who will succeed him. Funeral services today for Prince Philip, remembered as a man of courage, fortitude, and faith. This is SRN News.
Jacksonville Power Sports is your gateway to the great outdoors. Motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, jet skis, and even pontoon boats are all right here under one roof. Okay, we couldn't fit the pontoon boats under the roof, but all the other stuff is right here. Drop by our dealership today and get a great deal on any of our Power Sports products, from Kawasaki to Can-Am. Jacksonville Power Sports, Atlantic Boulevard, 1/2 mile west of 295. Your fun starts here. Visit JacksonvillePowerSports.com. That's JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
This year marks the 64th anniversary of Boger Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 64 years in business, they must be doing something right. And that something is good, old-fashioned customer service. For 64 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger's offers free evaluations and fittings by 4 board-certified podiatrists on staff. With a doctor's prescription, they can custom make inserts in their on-site lab. And just in time for Easter, Boger Shoes is offering new spring Birkenstocks for your Easter babies or toddlers. Boger's now carries very stylish waterproof sandals, so let the kids enjoy the April showers. You can also save 20% simply by liking Boger Shoes on Facebook or following them on Instagram. Just show that info on your phone at checkout to receive your 20% discount. For 64 years, good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
City Rescue Mission celebrates 75 years of making a difference. We invite you to come be a part of the celebration at our annual Difference Makers Banquet, Thursday, May 6th, South Bank Hotel, Jacksonville Riverfront. There'll be guest speakers, a powerful testimony, and we'll recognize 3 Jacksonville Difference Makers. Help us continue our mission of transforming the lives of those experiencing homelessness, hardships, and addiction. Tickets and tables are on sale now. Visit crmjacks.org for more information or call 904-421-5141.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Howard.
And we're your hosts of Real Estate Radio.
We talk about what's new in real estate and answer your questions about buying and selling.
Buying and selling a home is the biggest financial investment you will ever make.
Whether it's your first home or your last, or you're facing foreclosure, Real Estate Radio is the show for you.
Listen for Howard's help.
And Angela's advice.
And hot property picks in Northeast Florida.
Tune in and call in to Real Estate Radio every Saturday at 9 a.m.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, Talk Radio. WBOB. How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Up to a 90% chance of showers through Tuesday. Cloudy skies with highs into the middle 70s, lows into the middle 60s. Going to be mostly sunny Wednesday and Thursday with high Wednesday 81, high on Thursday 71. Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Hey, and we're back this morning, and we got today northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming southeast in the afternoon, seas 2 to 3 feet, of course, showers, a chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, northwest winds 10 to 15 knots, diminishing to 5 to 10 in the afternoon, seas 2 to 3 feet, and moderate chop on the intercoastal waterways, but supposed to be showers and a chance of thunderstorms. And I couldn't decide watching, you know, when you watch the weather on TV, they'll have, you know, Saturday like 80%, Sunday 60. Then you watch it again, it's like Sunday is 60%, Saturday's 80. And then you watch it again, it's like 45%. I'm like, what in the world? I mean, it's like changes every day. And I guess in Florida, just they say it's hard to forecast it, but in Northeast Florida like this. Monday, northwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Showers and chance of thunderstorms, which is not good because I got a charter. Tuesday, east winds 5 to 10 knots. It's going to calm down a little bit then. So, you know, yesterday, Mike was talking about getting out here yesterday afternoon. You know, we're supposed to have a lot of rain yesterday afternoon. It was supposed to move in about noontime. We had a little sprinkle.
Yeah.
That was a bit. That was about it. You know, now overnight we had some rain, you know, had some pretty hard rain even overnight. But, you know, it's hard to try to judge these, you know, these thunderstorms when you see them coming in. It's like the ones we were watching yesterday on the radar. They were coming across the panhandle and they looked pretty nasty. And by the time it got to Jacksonville, it was like gone. Mm-hmm. It just diminished away. I'm like, you know, wow, that was just amazing to me. But anyway, I guess it's that hard, you know, being as they say there's water on both sides of the state, so it's hard for them to forecast it. But looks like when it's coming across there, you know, you can kind of tell. I think they were better at forecasting back, you know, 30 years ago than they
before all the technology.
Yeah, I think the technology's really got it bad, you know. But there is a chance of rain today, as of course you can tell, because it's rained on the way in here this morning. How far did you drive this morning?
Not too far. Stayed right around the corner.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, it was there up here. Yeah, we went out yesterday. A buddy of mine said, I think there'll be some waves. Bring the surfboard. Let's see if we can catch a couple waves. So we get out there. We get to the beach, and I'm like, looks like the Gulf of Mexico, brother. You know, it's flat as can be. So let's go hop in the skiff. So we're like, all right. So we go get in this little poling skiff. We go drop in on Amelia Island, and, man, we get out there. It's not 5 minutes after we get out there. We each hook up on a trout, and we look over. Here comes the rain. And it started blowing, boy.
Mm.
And I tell you what, man, I told him, I said, if I had to start over, you know, I've been fishing in Tampa for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I had to start over and I got transplanted to Amelia Island, I would be completely starting from scratch. That place is like the moon for me.
Yeah.
Every one of those grass beds looks fishy. He's like, mm-hmm. You know, and then you hear that scrape of an oyster bed on the bottom of the boat. That's Mars. I don't know what's going on up here.
If you look at our skegs and our holes around here, it's got some
whole nother monster.
Yeah, I haven't had pain on the foot of my motor in how long?
Well, I was laughing the other day. I saw Leon's boat, and, you know, we'll put the stainless steel skeg guard on there. His is all peeled off. And I'm like, Leon, just put another one on. He's like, I know, I'll get to it. I'm like, but it's hanging on there, you know. Yeah. I mean, Leon's another guide here in Jacksonville, and he'll go wide open through anything.
It's crazy.
You know, and, I mean, it happened to me in the tournament last Saturday. I went to run through a little cut. The wind started blowing really bad last Saturday, and I wanted to hang in on a tree line and cut it down. And there's a sandbar cut that you can go behind a sandbar, a little teeny cut. And 40 miles an hour, all of a sudden I looked at it, and I was like, rut-row, and I just reached down and pulled the kill switch because I knew what was happening. I mean, I saw it come up so fast, and I guess it shifted just a little bit with the, you know, the currents we've had.
Wow.
And we hit, and I looked over at them, and the kid's smiling, and I go, I got to get out. And he jumps out of the boat with me, and, you know, I think he's 14 years old, and Dad sitting in the boat, and him and I just pushed it out,
awesome.
You know, trimmed the motor back down and jumped in it and took off. And I'm like, I don't want to look at my skeg. I hope, you know, but, you know, I saw it coming and pulled the kill switch. So it's amazing how fast those boats will really stop when they don't have power on them with the resistance of water.
Yeah.
But still, it was like I had my extra tough boots on and they're only ankle high.
Mm-hmm.
So they're full of mud or sand and mud and water, you know, and that was a crazy bite that we had Saturday. I mean, Leon, congratulations to Leon. He did really well. He caught, they were second in the slam. They won, he had a 9-spot red, and then they placed second in big red.
Oh, wow.
So we, you know, we did well. We did well also. We had fourth and fifth place reds, and then we won the junior angler. But Leon, I'm trying to get a flounder, trying to get a flounder. And I waited on the spot till the water got right and we're fishing. And Leon pulls in and Leon and I fished to give you a little background. We'll fish real tight on each other and bounce reds back and forth and work well as a team, mm-hmm. you know, for our clients. And he pulls up and his client throws right over where my client just cast and catches a legal flounder. And I'm like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. And then he goes, all right, well, I'm going to roll around the corner. And he goes right around the corner and catches a nice legal trout. And I'm like, yeah, I think, I'm going to need you to work on Saturday. And I'm like, come on, man.
That's funny.
You know, and it happened to us 2 years ago. You know, we didn't get to fish the tournament last year because of the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And last, there 2 years ago when we fished it, we pulled up to the same spot that we started with reds. And we had one that was barely going over. And I'm like, you know, it's a tournament. They're going to be really looking at it. And I don't want to get a fine. I mean, you can make him work and then you couldn't make him work. You make him work.
Mm-hmm.
So we let it go. And then the kid turns around and backs it up with a 7-8, you know. Mm-hmm. And
jeez.
And I'm like, that's awesome. And then dad catches an 8-pound triple tail there. And then we catch a couple oversized fish. And then we caught, you know, a flounder first thing in the morning. So we had a beautiful flounder first thing in the morning.
Good, yeah.
And then we couldn't buy a trout, and I'm talking 7.5 to 8 hours of fishing. We could not catch a trout was legal. And I'm just like, one trout for the triple, you know. And
mm-hmm.
But the kid he's awesome. I mean, I guess this is the last year, Chase is the name. Last year, he's going to be able to fish the junior angler. So I'm like, you better step it up for next year and just win it, you know. But so, where'd you fish this week?
Well, I went to the jetties, and one of the days went out there. It was pretty choppy, mm-hmm. and I went out there, and let's see, it was on Monday. Went out there, and we were going to go. I had some guys from Daytona. No, wait a minute, that was Friday. Had some guys from Daytona wanting to go catch this giant drum,
mm-hmm.
and as soon as I got there, there was somebody sitting there right where I wanted to go, and I was like, you know, so we got about, I don't like to get close to anybody, you know, so we got about 45, 50 feet away, you know, bottom fishing out there. So, you know, my lines weren't going anywhere near their boat or anything like that. And we sit there and watch them catch 3 big old giant drum, you know, and a few keepers. And unfortunately, they were tying them off to the back of the boat to keep them, you know.
Oh,
they were like from 50 to 60 pounds.
Jeez.
And they were keeping them, you know, but just broke my heart to see that. But, you know, knowing that fish could be breeding so many more drum. But so we weren't able to get those. We did catch a big sheephead, you know, in deep water. Had a picture of him, fish bites hanging out of his mouth.
Nice. That's awesome.
And then we caught like a 7-pound drum and a few bonnethead sharks. I couldn't believe the bonnethead sharks were at the jetties because the water temperature was 68 degrees there.
Yeah.
On that day. And, I mean, bonneheads, you know, usually that's summertime, you know, or mm-hmm. at least late spring. But
we have them showing up in Palm Valley right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And y'all's water is probably warmer down there.
Yeah, right? It's a lot warmer. It's a lot shallower down there, mm-hmm. you know, as opposed to the river.
So I was kind of surprised we caught 3 of them right in a row. I'm like, you know, you got to be kidding me. But, you know, because they bite like a drum if you're using crab, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. But, so anyway, then I had some people went out and got some sheep's head the other day, and as soon as that tide got up high, bite just shut down. And we tried 4 or 5 other places out there for them, and, you know, had some real nice sheep head, and then we left there, and I said, let's just go to the creeks, you know. So we went to the creek and got some nice keeper reds in the creeks.
Sweet.
Cool. And so anyway, it was like, you know, my trip on Wednesday, real slow. Don't know what happened. Of course, the jetties, when we went out there to try to get, we caught 5 reds in the morning and then went out to the jetties to try to do the sheephead,
mm-hmm.
and we could not get a sheephead to the boat.
Wow.
That was just amazing to me. Had bites, but just couldn't get them to the boat. So went looking for trout, caught a few trout, you know, on the bomber long day, of course.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Give us a call if you like, 222-8255. I know there's not many of you fishing out there right now.
I don't know. Leon's probably going.
Yeah, Leon might go. That's true.
You know, that's my new saying when I see the hurricane flags up. I'm like, Leon would go.
Yeah. So. He'll go for at least a few hours. Yeah. You know? He'll try to squeeze it in. And anyway, we'll be back after this.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun, but at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Just like we talked. And we're back this morning.
Caught us talking.
Anyway, want to remind everybody, be sure to go see Matt, Total Motor Services Plus. Man, let me tell you what, he has helped us so much as far as, you know, fishing guides and just other people that I've talked to all the time. You know, Matt has got it down pat.
Man, without him, I wouldn't be on the water.
Yeah, I know. And I mean, with the trolling motors, I mean, you take something in there, he's like, you know, on it. And, now he does get backed up at times, but mm-hmm. I mean, he'll tell you when to be there and everything, but he's like on it. He can do it. It's fixed. You get back out there. I mean, like mine right now. I mean, since he fixed mine back, you know, shoot, I can't think. It was like February last year. I mean, it's just going strong, you know. But I can't say, you know, enough good things about Matt. He's such a great guy. And so anyway, if you ever get a chance to get out there and talk to him, his phone number is 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Please give him a call. That's Matt at Trolling Motor Services Plus.
A lot of people don't understand that he does complete boat wiring.
Mm-hmm.
He put my Simrad unit in, put my puck on, you know, for the side scan.
Yep.
You know, fixed my bilge pump, you know.
Put stereos in.
Stereos.
Yep.
Completely rigs a boat out. I mean, he's mm-hmm. got everything you could need. Yep. And the service is unbelievable.
Warranty and, service for yep. power pole and, you know, Minn Kota and Motor Guide.
And Rodan.
And yep. Rodan,
yep.
that's right.
And Rodan. Yep. He's... you know, I mean, Charlie was awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it was awesome. Charlie owned this place before, and then Matt bought it, and Matt took it to another level. And it's without him, I would be in business. I mean, I'd be spending $2,000 a pop on trolling motors every other month.
Yeah.
But, you know, he took one, not to go on and on about this, but he took one trolling motor I had, two trolling motors I had, and we bumped it up to a 36 volt.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it Frankenstein. And I'm knocking on wood, but I can't kill this one. And he built it out.
Yeah.
And it's not the prettiest trolling motor, but it goes. It ran for 11 and a half hours the other day.
Yeah.
And finally, the red light's blinking on my motor guide, and it's saying, I got no more.
Yeah.
I got no more. That's the way I felt after last week doing 6-8 hour charters and a regular charter. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
And then you work that long.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's tough.
I know. Yeah. That's like, you know, the tournaments. I've just stopped doing them because – it's just so rough, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a long day for us, you know? I mean, I know, you know, our clients, when they're in the tournament, they come, get on the boat, and they get off, and they're done, you know?
Yeah.
We're a long ways.
Yeah. I tell you, when I got home Saturday after the tournament,
mm-hmm.
It started pouring rain, so I backed the boat in and put the cover on it and said, I'm not cleaning it right now. I'll wait. And then I woke up the next day, which is Sunday, and I slept in until like 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually get up at 3:30, 4 o'clock every morning. And I'm like, man, I was like, I'm still tired. And then I looked at my dog and I go, hey, you want to go to Georgia? And he's like perked up. So I went to Georgia and turkey hunted for a few days and just chilled, you know, and my batteries are charged, came back Thursday night, had a charter yesterday. I was all, you know, spry and jumping around ready to go. So how's the fishing in Tampa for you?
Man, we're blessed in Tampa. Tampa's an incredible resource. You know, there's not many places you can go put in and target, I don't know, 8 to 10 different species. I mean, from triple tail, cobia, tarpon, redfish, snook, trout, I mean, sheep's head, you name it, man. And it all stays pretty good. It slows down a little in the winter, you know, but I mean, you can still go have a productive day. What we like to do, use those Osprey Carbon Editions for like sight fishing. So, you know, find a grass flat with some healthy grass, negative low tide, look for some tails. No oyster beds that'll take your lower unit off like here. I mean, don't get me wrong, we got oyster beds, but nothing like here.
Yeah.
And so the tarpon are going to start coming on the beaches. That's a lot of fun. You know, that white sand, you see them from a mile away. And then what else we got going right now? Tarpon are showing up. The snook are heading out, getting out of the creeks, head to the beaches. That's a lot of fun. I like to walk the beach in early mornings and get away from everybody, all the crazy beachgoers. And I mean, they'll be, you know, 20 feet off the bank there, just cruising that shoreline looking for something to eat. That's a lot of fun.
What do you guys throw at the beach tarpon? Beach snook.
Beach snook. I mean, a grunt's a no-brainer. I mean, you float a grunt through a pile of snook and it's over. Because the grunt eats snook eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that grunt gets in there, starts grunting. That snook ain't passing it up, I promise
yeah,
you that.
That's pretty neat, yeah.
But usually, you know, shrimp, you can do shrimp with like a real, but that, I mean, that water's so clear, if you're not running light leader, you know, and you're on the beach, so there's not much structure for them to get to, but snook will fray you up real bad. So it can get interesting pretty quickly. But, yeah, you could throw shrimp, you could throw croaker, you could throw pinfish, really don't matter. A lot of guys throw flies at them. That's a lot of fun.
I didn't realize that you had croaker down there.
Yep. You'll catch them.
That's a great bait.
If you're throwing shrimp off the beach, a lot of time you'll catch a little croaker. And that's
It makes a good noise.
You want to keep him, yeah.
That's one of the best red snapper baits. When I went down to fish Titusville, you buy them.
Really?
I mean, yeah, we went out on a 74-foot Spencer sport fish. And we pulled up to this guy, this kid. I call him a kid. He's, you know, younger than 30. And he pulls up and he has a, you know, like a big Carolina skiff type boat, you know, it's, you know, with huge tank on it. And we bought 12 dozen baits from him. Well, the owner of the boat bought 12 dozen baits. So we had 21 people on the boat.
Wow.
And we pulled out and you drop, you know, you're using a real long leader. It's probably got, I don't know, 10 foot a leader. And it's the regular bottom rig, and you drop it down to the bottom and hits the bottom and you crank up a little bit and hold on. And I mean, they slam those croakers.
Oh, I can only imagine.
You know, and I was like, wow. And we limited out, of course, with all big fish in like 45 minutes.
You talking American red snapper?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got so many of those out of Tampa Bay. It's crazy. I mean, you go out 30, 40 miles trying to catch a gag.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of spots you can't get a bait past them.
That's the way it is here.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but you guys get a lot more season than we do, don't you, in Tampa?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think they're changing it up a little bit this year, which is, I think, good. And I'm a conservationist, so, you know, I think save the fish, catch and release. But with those red snapper, man, I've seen enough where it's just crazy.
Well, see, over here, they shut it down completely for several years.
Oh, really?
Completely. Mm-hmm. Not open day at all.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, they had two weekends. It was only 3 days one weekend and 2 days
the
next.
I think that was the same for us.
That was it.
I think this year they're going to open it up a little bit. See, they closed redfish, trout, and snook in our general area from the red tide.
Mm.
And, man, that's the best thing they ever did. Everybody was up in arms about it when they first did it. Oh, I can't keep it. Oh, you know, everybody was bad. I said, you watch, bro. Give it a year.
Mm.
And now, man, there's more fish around than ever before. Well, what happens when you don't kill them, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know if everybody's aware of what's going on in Tampa right now, but we had that Piney Point discharge in Tampa Bay. I don't know if you guys saw that. It was a phosphate company, phosphate mining, gypsum stack, that went out of business in like 2001 and just left there 500 million gallons or something ridiculous of polluted water sitting right on our bay. And the pond liner that holds all that in was breaking down because it's old. So they had to dump 200 million gallons of that phosphorus, and it's, you know, you might not see an effect now, but once it warms up, boy, the red tide's going to be real this year.
Shame.
But it actually, you know, it was better than anticipated. Originally, they were going to release, I think, 400 million gallons, and they ended up doing 200 million gallons. I guess Ron DeSantis has got a group out there treating the water now so it can be discharged, so it'll be clean by the time they discharge it. Been really happy with his response to
when they released it. Where'd they release it to?
Straight out of Piney Point, like right by the Port of Tampa. I mean, it's crazy, man. And you know, we work with Tampa Bay Waterkeeper. One of our guides, Dustin Pack, has been all over it. I mean, he has been trying to put as big of a spotlight on this just to show, like, what are we doing, you know? And so he actually went out there. What was it, probably 2 weeks ago, and took drone footage of that whole grass flat right there where they're discharging it to show them, like, look, here's the seagrass that's here now.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back here in a couple months and show you exactly what it did, you know. So I think our generation is starting to change things a little bit. You know, it's cool to see, and Florida Fishing Products is going to stand behind it the whole way, man.
Well, and that's what's one of the things, you have some grass flats in the Gulf, and I didn't know if you had them that far down south or not.
Mm-hmm.
I fish Steenhatchee, Horseshoe Beach, you know, Apalachicola Bay, all of that, you know, up in the Big Bend area, but I've never fished down there around Tampa.
Oh, come on down, brother. It's a really awesome.
So I didn't know if they had actual grass flats down there. Mm-hmm. We have, of course, you know, flats here and shallows, but we have no grass.
Yeah.
You know,
that's where Tampa Bay is just a huge estuary because of the amount of grass, you know, and it's still not where it should be, but. It's better than it was.
And you have people like that that's going to release all that out there. I mean, you know, it's just unbelievable. Give us a call, 222-8255, and we'll be back.